the following is a series of short articles about some past Christadelphian hymn writers and composers, and it's taken from a little booklet by Brother Stuart Cowlishaw. He describes his little booklet as a brief biography of some past Christadelphian hymn writers and composers whose work is included in the 1964 hymn book. And the book that was published by Brother Stuart Cowlishaw in 1991. I'll start with his author's note. He says, "You would never have guessed that this study all started with India. I spent 6 months there in 1985-6 and came home with an interest in the history of the truth out there. About 120 years ago, Brother Daniel Brown started an ecclesia in Calcutta, which thrived for a time. After talking to a sister about all this, she sent me an extract from the magazine, The Ambassador of the Coming Age, which reported this work in India. A local brother who has a set of these early magazines kindly allowed me to visit his house and search through all the early magazines published by Brother Robert Roberts. In them I found much information about the Brown brothers, Daniel and David, and about some other hymn writers in the Brotherhood. Later, in 1986, the sister sent me a copy of a list of our brothers and sisters who were thought to have composed certain of the tunes or written some of the words of hymns and anthems in our current hymn book. That's the 1964 edition. There was also a list of hymns almost certainly Christadelphian. My interest was aroused, and I began in my spare time to check through all the hymn books in the local reference library and others obtained on loan. For early hymn books, I wrote to the Royal Schools of Church Music with no joy, and to the Hymn Society of America, who put me in touch with the librarian of the Dictionary of American Hymnology. This lady was and still is very helpful in finding the source of a score or more of our anonymous hymns. Sister C. Beck has also been helpful in searching early American hymn books, and she has also tried hard, but unsuccessfully, to discover a copy of a hymn book by the then brother Benjamin Wilson, which he entitled The Sacred Melodist and published in 1860. It soon became evident that most of the almost certainly Christadelphian hymns were by those of other faiths. A few remain anonymous and may well have been written by a brother or sister. My search for the authors of the 128 anonymous hymns and anthems in the 1984 edition has uncovered 80 of them. Work on the anonymous anthems has proved much more difficult, but I have not given up. In the list of brothers and sisters responsible for some of our hymns and anthems were names that I did not recognise, and I did some research to discover who they were and what caused them to write or compose hymns and tunes. Sister R. Reynolds had already done some investigative work and kindly allowed me to access her results. Brother J. A. Shepherd, G. E. Reed, A. Neat, W. Webster, C. Blore and Sister M. Ramsden have all contributed time and information that I could not otherwise have collected. Many others have been kind enough to answer my queries about individual brothers or sisters, and I have personally searched through about 90 years of our own magazines while I daily sat in my car eating my midday sandwiches. There still remain unanswered questions, particularly about Brother David Brown's dates of birth, marriage and death, which is where I started. However, I think it's appropriate to publish now what I have found for the benefit of those who'd like to know more about our heritage of hymns and anthems. Future generations will be able to read about them and thank God for their contributions to our hymn books. Readers may also be stimulated to add their own tunes or words to our collection of psalms and hymns and spiritual songs that reflect true sentiments. Biographical information about our living composers and those whose works are not included in our current hymn books have not been included here, but will be, God willing, in a future edition if our Lord remains away. Works in the Sunday school hymn books, Sing to the Lord and Sing Hosanna, and other collections such as Hymns of Praise, will be included. First of the brethren, which is included in this booklet about Christoph and hymn writers is the brother James Rhodes Bailey. James and Jane Bailey were baptised in 1893 at Droylsden when their son James was 7 and John a year younger. James was baptised when he was 14 and John when he was 17. The family moved to Ashton under Lyne in 1902, and James worked in the Grimsby Portmaster's office. In 1911 or 1912, he married Sister Nellie McNair at Ashton, and it was probably about this time that he agreed to teach Brother Edward Carey shorthand in return for lessons in musical harmony. Early in 1914, he became assistant portmaster in Grimsby, but was loaned to the Timber Control Board in London. At the end of the war, he returned to settle in Cleethorpe as portmaster in Grimsby. It's very likely that he played a major part in composing the tune Mishpat with his friend Brother Edward Harding of Peterborough, and he also helped Brother Edward Carey with the wording of at least one cantata called The Life of the World to Come. As far as it is known, James composed 8 other tunes, which were printed as loose sheets by Brother F. Walker of Bristol. Several of his hymns were used by some ecclesias, being pasted into their hymn books, and some are still being included in later editions of the 1874 hymn book. His 8 tunes are Margaret, for the words Thou, O Jehovah, shalt endure, from the Scottish hymnal. Another tune is Penryn Side, for the words Dreary and Dark Our Way, by E.A.M.T. Mortan, for the words This Table Spread Before Us, Lord, by H.T.S. Nellie, for the words When the Waves of Sorrow Roll, by Sister A.L. Edwards, around 1918 to 1920. Fraternity, for the words When Thy Heart With Joy O'erflowing, from the Christadelphian Magazine of April 1907. Rhoda, for the words We Look to Thee, O Thou Who Changest Not, by an unknown author. Eventide was an alternative tune for the above words. Muriel, for the words O God to Thee Will I Give Praise, by Sister Rhoda Muriel Southworth, who was a family friend. He spent many hours playing his own organ and probably composed other tunes that have not survived. By the time he died in 1976, 4 years after Sister Nellie, he had been a brother in Christ for 76 years, 60 of them in the Grimsby Ecclesia. O God to Thee will I give praise, and with my voice I'll gladly raise sweet hymns and psalms in thanks to Thee, for Thy great love shown unto me. Words by Sister R.M. Spifworth.